For many years now, the all-night disc jockey has been that nice man with a pleasant voice that gives the time and the temperature and plays a few records on the radio and makes sure the transmitter doesn't blow up. But in recent months, we at KCBQ have come up with some new ideas in programming. And one of these is the discarding of that old image of your friendly neighborhood all-night disc jockey.
You're in the middle of non-stoppable hits. KCBQ San Diego.
It's exactly 2:30. It's a heavy 1170, and I am B. Bailey Brown. Now, we've come to the conclusion that the audience would like to be entertained at 3 o'clock in the morning just as much as they would at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I hope you caught that key word, entertain, because I'm not just a disc jockey, I'm an entertainer. Now, you must be wondering, all right, what do you do that's so different? Well, nothing much, I just do my thing. B. Bailey Brown, or as I'm usually called, just B. Bailey, I am rather different. You see, I read all those books on how to play the game the right way, but I could never catch on to the hand-cupped-around-the-ear thing. And I didn't have a very good voice when I started off in radio, so I just gave all the books away to other enterprising young disc jockeys and did it my own way. Along the line, somebody forgot to tell me that you aren't supposed to talk with a southern accent on the radio. But I guess it turned out all right, because my southern accent matches my southern sense of humor. Now, if you're not familiar with one of those, it just means that there are no holds barred. Instead of sitting down and preparing long, elaborate bits to be pulled off with great perfection, I work in a very impromptu manner. I take real things and I poke fun at them. Everybody would like to say what they're thinking sometimes, and I'm sure that you found yourself in this position once or twice. It's a characteristic of human nature. But being a mature person, you held back, right? Well, I don't hold anything back. People find it very easy to associate with me because they would like to gig somebody particular every once in a while like I do. Many disc jockeys strive for years to achieve that natural approach and still wind up sounding just like Joe Disc Jockey. But since I never learned how to talk like a disc jockey, all I can do is be natural. Oh, natural B. Bailey. I laugh a lot, and of course I bang on top of the table. Now that you've heard about all these things that I do, you're sitting there going, no, no. But it works. Allow me to show you how it works. Now take, for instance, one morning, I get a little wound up, and I decided that I would put one on the program director. But by a stroke of luck, the program director decided that he would put one on me the same morning.
Hey, Sunday.
That's a guy named Neil Diamond who said, hey, Sunday Sun. I do believe so. KCBQ, don't say hello. Time is 29 minutes before the hour of 5 o'clock. And a B. Bailey Brown radio program. Uncle Scotty's body will be in here, friends. Bright and early this morning at 5:30. That is, providing that I, you know, call. And I have decided, friends, like I said, I'm going to be a bad cat. Because I have decided that Mike Scott has gotten along with us long enough, you know, gotten away with us long enough, friends. So I'm going to call. I'm going to make one of my dreaded 4:35 a.m. calls to Mike Scott's residence, you know, which I do every morning. But unfortunately, this morning, friends, it will be live, direct, and incompatible living garbage right here on the radio for you to hear, so you can hear what the real Mike Scott sounds like. So if you'll hang on just a second, friends, I will place this call, and you will hear, and I certainly hope he doesn't answer like he usually does.
Coffin could lead to your coffin.
No, as a matter of fact, I haven't, and, you know, if you were, you weren't supposed to quit that soon, friends, because I'm, you know, like just now completing this thing. And we will see if we can get Uncle Scotty on the phone. And, you know, it's just one of those things. God, I've decided, you know, that really, that I should finally, you know, put him on the air so you can hear what he really sounds like. And I wonder if he'll answer his phone. I listen to Fun Love with KCBQ. You got to ring a long time, see, because he doesn't wake up in a hurry. Oh, I forgot, the phone is in his kitchen. That's why he doesn't wake up in a hurry. He wakes up and he's crashing down the hall right now, friends.
Mr. Scott's answering service.
What?
Mr. Scott's answering service.
Well, listen, I hope that you're on the air, and I thought Mike Scott might answer the phone. Mr. Scott's answering. Can I speak to Mr. Scott?
I don't believe so, sir. He's sleeping this time of the moment.
Well, look here. You just wake him up, because he's got to come to work. This is B. Bailey at the radio station. You know, he's not supposed to be sleeping. He's supposed to be up. Go in there and wake him up.
How do you spell that?
How do you spell what?
B. Bailey.
B? B-A-I-L-E-Z. Why?
B-A-I.
Oh, come on.
L-E-Z.
What is this?
What's your last name, sir?
Brown.
How do you spell that?
B-R-O-W-N. Now, will you please go wake up Mr. Scott so I can speak to him?
Well, if I have to call his house.
What do you mean call his house? Oh, you're the answering service.
Right.
Well, I'm not going to wait for you to, you know, you're on the air. You're wasting time. Now, will you just do something? I don't know. Why do you got to call it? Can't you call his house and, you know? What?
Mr. Brown.
What?
You're nervous this morning.
I'm always nervous. Will you please wake up Mr. Scott?
Yes, sir.
All right, go wake him up and I'll wait. Now hurry up.
I have to call it, sir.
Well, what are you going to do? Call me back?
How can I call you back? I don't know your phone number.
Oh, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever... Get off of the phone. What is this answering machine? Now, by the way, the lady you heard was Lucretia Leshwell, and Lucretia has become so successful that she now answers Mr. Scott's phone every morning, and people actually stay up or wake up early just to hear Lucretia and I go round and round every morning at 4:35. Now, as I told you, things I do are never prepared or rehearsed. As a matter of fact, one night Jimmy Rabbit, our 7 to midnight jock, got just a little carried away with himself as my first record was ending. That is the Creedence Clearwater Revival, and it's called Say It For Me, 99 and a half. Thank you very much.
Bailey.
Yay!
Bailey for president! Yay! Jump the hump!
Bunny, the election was last week, and the hump was dumped. You may have caught the political overtones in that last one. You might realize that politics are a favorite target of mine. And since I'm from Texas, there's one person that catches it an awful lot on my show. But anyhow, this guy called me a while ago. Yeah, I get all kind of weird calls, right, in the morning. And I just sit down here goofing off, you know, doing nothing in particular. And this guy calls in and he says, I heard you talk about, you know, Lyndon turning the matter of the rain over to Lady Bird, you know, to scare away the rain friends. And she, how is she going to do that? And I said, well, friends, you know, being from Texas, Uncle B. Bailey, you know, is pretty familiar with what's going on, you know, in the Johnson family, right? So, you know, Lyndon would turn, see, all he would do really would send Lady Bird out in the parking lot of the White House, right? And Lady Bird would go out in the parking lot with her old Apache war bonnet. Yeah, she got an Apache, sure, because I know, because I was there at the presentation. This old Apache Indian chief from Texas gave Lady Bird a war bonnet because he figured she might need it. And darn if he wasn't right. But anyhow, can't you just picture, friends, Lady Bird Johnson out there in the parking lot at the White House doing a little chant, you know, in a high tone of voice. And when Lady Bird's voice gets high, it can be heard over 7 states, right?
My friend Wayne, go away. Come back again when Richard Nixon takes office. 11-7.
Sometimes the funniest things arise from things that are not really funny in themselves. Yes, that's Mary Hopkin and his call. Those were the days, my friend. No, I was sitting here, and like I said, I'm involved in this highly technical thing, friends. I got my official KCBQ, San Diego State College electric slide rule out. I'm computing a few conversion factors and things like that because I'm trying to change flints in my cigarette lighter, see, because I ran out of flint and I hit it a couple of times and nothing happened. And it's one of these Japanese butane lighters. It is called a, what is it? I can't even say it. I can't say that word, whatever it is. I mean, you know, there's nothing wrong with it, but I can't pronounce it. It's one of them Japanese imported cigarette lighters, friends. And I'm sitting here, you know, trying to get this flint back in here, and it's a very highly technical... But I just wonder, friends, it is, you know, escaping my mind why it is that those cotton-picking Japanese cats can't do anything simple. They got to take something that the Americans make, right? They take something we make, complicate it 10 times, and then sell it back to us, and we're dumb enough, we buy it. Ain't that a weird thought? Now, you think about that for a while. I would like to take this opportunity to say that I am really not as brash as I seem. I'm really all kind of fun to work with. Our sales secretary, Shirley Frederick, can tell you a funny story. As a matter of fact, I'll just let you hear it for yourself. That's Dionne Warwick, and we are now completing a call, friends. One of my dreaded calls, except this time, it's going to Miss Shirley, who works in our sales department. She is the secretary in there, because, you know, she fat-mouthed my calling people in the morning, so I said, well, I'll just fix you, lady. I'll call. Would it be terrible if she wasn't home? I don't hear nothing.
Hello?
Shirley!
Oh,
you didn't answer your phone correctly.
I
beg your pardon. Quit mumbling, because you got to be understood, you know, because you're on the radio. You're a star now.
Oh, no.
Oh, what do you mean, oh, no? You are. You're right here, you know, and there's millions of people listening to your pleasant, bright, happy voice this morning.
Can I try that again, please?
I beg your pardon?
May I try that again?
Please? Can you try that again? Well, I ain't gonna call you back. Why don't you just hang up the phone and pick it up again?
Okay.
Can you do that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll wait for you.
She hung up on me.
I listen to Fun Loving KCBQ.
Sorry, you don't win no money because you didn't say. See, you didn't believe I was going to call you, right?
No.
And now you know you're appearing live, directed, and compatible in color on our radio station. Isn't that fantastic?
Oh, beautiful.
On our brand new picture phone that we just had put in.
You really are a bright star this morning.
I am really a what?
Bright, cheerful star.
I am bright, cheerful star every morning.
Oh.
What is your excuse?
I just woke up.
No kidding. You wouldn't put me on, would you? You mean you're actually sleeping?
Yes.
I don't allow people to sleep while I'm on the radio, Shirley. Just wait till you get to work this morning. I'll fix you.
11-7 KCBQ.
That's standard practice for disc jockeys at a radio station to cross-plug the other jocks. I always forget to look at the cross-plugs that are written down for me to read. So I just go ahead and make up my own.
That thing is knocking me out. That's Sergio Mendez, or as the great Bob Hope would say, Sergio Mendez. And away to go, Bob. Let's all hear it for Bob Hope, right here on our stage. I don't too often agree with Lee Sims, right, Lee Sims? You remember Lee, baby? The one and only benevolent Goofy Gilmore, who stars on the radio from 3 to 7 every day, and this afternoon we'll preview the brand new, right here at the Heavy 1170. But we don't really, we're all buddy buddies, right? Because, you know, I've known Lee 3 or 4 years, and, good friends. But we just really don't agree too much. We tend to fight a lot, right? In the disc jockey meetings, we throw ashtrays at each other, and Sims walks across the top of the table. I'm kidding you. Last week, I was sitting there, and I got involved in this big argument. It was a three-way argument. Me and Uncle Scotty's buddy, who is the director of programs and things like that, and Lee Sims, you know. And Sims starts throwing ashtrays, and I was ducking, and Scott was hiding under the table saying, "Cut it out, you two! Will you stop it?" And Sims got up and jumped right up on top of the table, chung, 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 across the table, stepped on Bunny's $175 briefcase, out the door, and Rabbit was sitting there, saying, several profound things. Or was it profane? But anyhow, I do agree with Mr. Sims, because Mr. Sims says that Scarborough Fair is out of sight. And, it is one of the few things I think that Lee Sims has ever done right, right? Because the song is definitely out of sight. By request at 286-2800, here come the Temptation. E. Brown.
Of course, these are just assorted things that are scattered through my show, which features a lot of music. I've been given a free hand with the music, and I feature a lot of blues and many of the more commercial cuts off the so-called heavy or underground albums, plus the current hits. We at KCBQ have not chosen to go the jukebox route of cramming 30 records down the listeners' throats constantly. We've taken a little more time in the selection of our music to give the young adult the sound of today. We've taken a little more time in the selection of our disc jockeys to give the audience something more to listen to 24 hours a day. If you have a little time, you might check us out. You might be very startled to find out that there is a new thing happening in San Diego. Oh,